Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. For a child, recovering from abuse within a family is a daunting task. Too many families are hiding a destructive secret, sexual or physical abuse between adults and children. Today, the way back to wholeness through the grace of God. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Dr. Lutzer continues a series on reclaiming the family as he concludes a message on a destructive secret. Now, we hear about the answer to the problem of abuse.
The question is this: how do you get from point A to point B? I can't summarize the whole book, but I shall speak. And of course, I shall speak biblically. Jesus said, "The truth sets you free." By the way, you know what? If that little 9-year-old, let's change the scenario. Let's suppose that little 9-year-old boy, having happened to him what did in the neighborhood, what if he'd have been able to go to mom and dad and say, "Mom and dad, you won't believe what this man did, but this happened," and told the whole story? A couple of things would have happened. First of all, that man might have received some just deserts for his pedophilia. But secondly, if they'd have affirmed him and said, "You know, you're precious to God, and the reason that Jesus died is because of the scars and the guilt, and the condemnation that you feel is not from God. That's just your own way to process this, but there's forgiveness and there's healing." Think of how different his life would have ended up. But when you can't tell your secret, you don't know what to do with it alone. So the truth sets us free. First of all, truth about ourselves. I speak now to those of you who are abusers. You need to face the truth in your own heart that your abandonment issues, your pain is much deeper than you ever realized. You may have dealt with this superficially, but in the presence of God, what you need to do is to pray and say, "Search me, O God, and know my heart, and try me, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Expose to me, O God, those things that I have hidden from you, those sins that exist, sins of rejection, the feeling of rejection, of anger and rage, and this deep feeling that I have been done an injustice. Help me to uncover all that. In the name of Jesus and in the presence of God." And that's why counseling sometimes is very important. Because what a counselor does is, if he's wise, in the presence of God and the Scriptures and the Holy Spirit, the counselor can help you surface things that are in your heart that you don't even realize they're there until you begin to talk it through with someone. Because the roots can often go very deep. So you need to know some truth about yourself. Secondly, you need to know some truth about others. The reason that God gives us the body of Christ is so that we can share our pain. We have to say no to the kind of shame that would hold us bound. And here I speak now to you mothers. Please take this from my heart to yours, would you? If there's abuse going on in your home by your husband or anyone else, and you say to yourself, "I have to play the game because I can't split up the family, etc., etc., that is a wrong move, and let me tell you why. I remember a young woman saying, "I can forgive the evil things that my father did to me. I cannot forgive my mother who knew it was going on and did nothing." I encourage you today in Jesus' name, do something. That's why in our bulletin today, there is a confidential hotline that the women of this church have set up. And these women who will answer that phone will not only be confidential, but they will know how to instruct you. They are trained. If you feel that you can't go to anyone else, call that hotline. Find out what your options are. Get help. Do not allow your children to be destroyed and say nothing. I don't know how I can say it more clearly than that. The body of Jesus Christ exists for all of our benefits, because in telling our secrets, in going for help, in in finding that others have gone through what we've gone through. And their situation was far worse, and yet there was hope and healing and help, as we see in the life of Adoree Vanstone. Hope and healing and help is contagious in the presence of others. So you have to know something about others. And in the process, God is going to give you the grace to fulfill this verse of Scripture. Be tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. There is going to have to be a way in which you lay it all down, lay down the bitterness, the sense of injustice, the rage that you feel because of the abuse that you've experienced. Amen. Remember that. Finally, and most important, I want you today to see a brand new picture of God. I want you to see God as a knowing God. To the woman who says to me, Pastor Lutzer, did Jesus see the abuse that I had as a child? The answer is yes, Jesus saw it. Well, why didn't he intervene? I can't answer that completely. But what if he wanted to use you as an example of redemptive grace? What if he wanted to use you as an example of somebody who went through all this horror and yet believes in Jesus and believes in the healing of the emotions through Christ? I don't have a complete answer, but I know he saw it. You need to have a new vision of a seeing, knowing God. You also need a new vision of a caring God. The scripture says that he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. How does he do it? Does he take band-aids and put a band-aid here and a band-aid there? No. What he wants us to do is to go into the inside of us as we lay all of our burdens at his feet and all of our unanswered questions, and then receive from him the grace that he promises to the destitute and to the needy. A knowing God, a caring God. I also want you to be introduced today to a feeling God. You see, what somebody is saying today as they're listening to this message is, well, it's wonderful that God knows, it's wonderful even that he cares. What I'd really like to know is, has he ever felt what I felt? And the answer most assuredly is that in Jesus, he has. Jesus was abused. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised, we could say abused, for our iniquities. The chastisement that would give us peace fell upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Physical healing, yes, someday in the future when we get our resurrected bodies. Healing for our emotions right now, yes, he bore our griefs. He carried our sorrows. The scripture assures us that he is one who is deeply touched by the feelings of our infirmities. At the grave of Lazarus, Jesus wept. And if you had looked at his tears and analyzed them, they'd have been human tears that he wept for those who were in mourning. He is touched by your grief today. And yet he's not only able to be touched and to stand by, he is there to help you, to work through the pain, that you can say, this is past, healing has begun. Scars remain, but a scar means that the wound is no longer open. It is healing. He heals our broken hearts. So I invite you today to come to Jesus as somebody who's never trusted him as Savior, because he'll give you the two things nobody else can, the forgiveness of sin, but also the acceptance. So you don't have to be this person who says, I'm making my own way in the world. He will give you the acceptance that your heart craves in the presence of God. And Jesus will do that for you, for those of you who have never trusted him. For those of you who have trusted him, but There's a corner of your lives that has never really been opened. There are secrets too deep, perhaps, to ever share. Would you expose it all to the one who said, "Come, all ye who weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." In his presence, it's safe to cry. In his presence, you have acceptance through him. Would you join me as we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, who are we to get into the human heart? Who are we able to see within and to see the hidden pain and the secrets and the deep disappointment in others? Parents who should have protected their children, violating them. Husbands who are to love their wives as Christ loved the church, lording it over them. We ask today in Jesus' name, would you bring healing to all who have heard this message? Would you bring healing to our families? And we pray that this destructive secret may be a secret no longer. Help those, Father, who are terrified at this message because they don't know where to go for help. Help them to know that there are women in this church who have experienced deep hurt in their own lives, who are willing to help them, and the hotline that we've provided for them. We ask that many, Lord, shall take advantage of your people and that in your blessed presence the healing may begin. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Pastor Lutzer. If you belong to a church where it is not possible for you to be honest about what is going on in your home, I feel sorry for you. I do need to say that occasionally there are churches that put on such an aura of self-righteousness that you get the impression that everyone who attends is pretty well perfect. Nobody has any problems. There's no conflict in any of the homes. They are all just beautiful Christian experiences. Well, it's not that way. One of the shocks that I've had in sharing this message that you've just heard is the fact that even in those homes that you think are very nice, it's amazing what sometimes goes on behind closed doors. Now, here's my challenge to you. If your family is experiencing destructive secrets that you are continually hiding, whether abuse of any kind or addiction of any kind, would you, in the name of Jesus, ask that God show you the person to whom you should go to share that secret, to seek help? Oh, you say, but the cost is great. Yes, the cost is great, but the benefits will outweigh any of the costs. I do believe that God wants us to be set free, and that can only happen with the truth. And be sure to order this message and to share it with your friends. It's titled, A Destructive Secret.
Today, Dr. Erwin Lutzer concluded A Destructive Secret, the fourth of seven messages on reclaiming the family. Next time, we trace the story of God's grace in the life of one very dysfunctional father in the Bible. Reclaiming the Family can be yours on CD as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.